So not exciting everybody weekend wants. For you, no matter what the situation ends up being for you playing so much, right?
It definitely will be. Yeah, opportunity to be a part of, you know, my first game and to be, you know, able to go to Jackson in my hometown, and it'll be very exciting.
Mm-hmm. I think MJD is a little miffed that there'll be a lot of number 15 jerseys when he's trying to, you know, take the spotlight. What do you think about that?
There might be one or two 15 jerseys there, probably a few Gator fans as well, but you know, it's just going to be exciting overall for me.
Mm-hmm. Are you expecting to play in one form or another?
You know, I don't know. That's the coach's decision, and so, you know, I'm just trying to do what I'm told and, you know, just go out there and practice and try to improve every day.
Has family requests been any distractions for you this week?
No. I mean, you know, my family is great and so supportive, and, you know, they kind of handle all that on their own.
Mm-hmm. How many tickets? Maurice Jones-Drew on the conference call, and he said a couple things. One, he said it's your town down there in Jacksonville. And he also said if he had advice for you that I'd find a private room and lock yourself in there because people are going to find your hotel. What do you think of those comments?
Well, it's, you know, it's nice of him to say that. But I think I'd be so busy getting ready for the game and just being with my teammates, I'm not going to worry about it at all.
How ironic is it that the first game would be in Jacksonville?
It's pretty ironic. It's also very exciting and something that would be very memorable for me.
How many family members, friends, etc.?
There will be a few there. Yeah, there will be a few.
They hit you up for tickets? How's that work?
You know, I really haven't worried about it too much. It's my family's kind of just taking care of all that for me, so I'm just kind of focused on practice today. Oh yeah, yeah, and I'm sure it'll be pretty hot there in Jacksonville for kickoff. So yeah, I think everybody's feeling like they're in pretty good shape and ready to handle that.
What's the draft? Did you think there was a chance that?
You know, I Jacksonville's been a great city. I love growing up there, but I'm very excited and proud to be with the team that I'm with.
Talking to some people, they say their fans there are a little upset that, you know, the Jaguars didn't draft you. I assume you understand that.
Well, it's, you know, it's nice to have support from people anywhere. So, you know, I'm thankful for that they did want me, but, you know, I'm very happy to be here, to be a Bronco.
What's the biggest improvement
you've made this offseason since, you know, you've been under Josh's tutelage?
Well, I feel
like you're still a work in progress. But
yeah, I feel like I made some improvement. I think I got a long way to go. So it's just every day, you know, it sounds cliche, but just every day getting better, getting more comfortable, you know, the speed of my game picking up. So it's just constantly trying to improve.
Looking back at when you watched the tape of the preseason games, what did you see that you were pleased with, and what do you think you need to work on?
Well, I think there were some good things and some bad things, and I think that kind of goes both ways. You need some good things, but I wasn't consistent enough, and just got to improve with that consistency.
Coach talked about you coming in.
What was it like growing up there?
I mean, it was a great place to grow up. You know, I had a great family, great support staff around me, and, you know, just playing from Little League to Pop Warner to high school is a lot of fun. You know, I had a great time growing up.
Kendall, what's made of, like, who's the backup quarterback? Are you concerned about that? I mean, as far as...
To be honest, really, not at all. I'm more concerned about, you know, getting ready and focused for practice and just trying to, you know, improve and understand the game plan, understand, you know, what I have to do, you know, to get better, to, you know, to play faster, to learn more, and all those things.
Do you think you've worked your way into the conversation, at least, you know, as the two?
You know, I don't know. That's coach's decision. It's something that I'll have to go out there and worry about is, you know, what I can control.
Well, you said not consistent enough. You were saying in the preseason, what in particular is
Well, it's just something little here, you know, the snap there, the pick, you know, the you know, just trying to convert better on third downs, you know, keep the offense on the field, things like that. Little things that turn into big things, so.
Tim, would it be a disappointment not to get in for a play or at least some in, you know, your homecoming game?
Well, I think, you know, my goal right now is just to do whatever I can do to help the team win. And if that's, you know, on practice, you know, being a great scout team quarterback, then that's what I'm going to try to do.
Coach talked about you being more mentally prepared when you come into the game, just in the press conference there. What do you think you learned after those first couple series in the last game?
You know, just you got to be ready to go right off the bat, and you don't have time to just warm up. You know, right when you get thrown in there, you got to be ready to go.
You feel yourself just mentally not...
I think you just got to be more sharp and be able to handle it regardless of, you know, what the excuses are. You just got to be ready to go.
Because Jacksonville didn't draft you, they passed on you. Does it maybe, you know, put a little something extra into the game?
Not really. Regardless of who it was, this would be my first, you know, game in the NFL, you know, and so it doesn't matter who I'm playing. It's still going to be exciting and a lot of fun.
One more for Tim, guys.
Tim, can you see a scenario, injuries aside, can you see a scenario where you
get an opportunity to get in the game?
You know, I don't know. That's, like I said before, that's coach's decision, and I'm just trying to improve as much as I can and, you know, be ready if my number's called.